The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What is on your mind? That's the name of the radio program, and it's for a very important reason. Because we want to know. It's the name of the show because we really want to know what's on your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to a Monday edition of the program. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. .com, a great resource. Also find them on Facebook and follow along. What's happening with this industry? A juggernaut of jobs and our economy in North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about that next hour. Oil is in our focus. We will first chat with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron joins us about once a month to just check in on the industry, answer some questions, talk about what's been in the news, and then also Lynn Helms will be here. And I saw a story, I think Amy Dalrymple wrote it, so it must have been Forum News Service story, in which Lynn Helms, top regulator of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, was out in Williston meeting with their chamber there and basically said, you know, get ready. Get ready, because this is going to come back pretty hard, and it's going to come back pretty rapidly, and we'll be back running to stay ahead of it. I love that kind of optimism. And there's obviously lots of data to back it up, and we'll talk with Lynn about that in the latest number from the director's cut coming up in the program. This first hour, we have an entire hour to find out what's on your mind this morning on the program, and you can do that a couple of ways. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline is 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Locally in Bismarck, Mandan at 258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. How was South Dakota, by the way, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Everything
fun? That was fun.
So K-Fire 550 is now in the South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Got a big plaque here for your contribution to rock and roll music in South Dakota. That's not bad.
That's pretty cool.
A plaque from, I don't know, does North Dakota have a Rock and Roll Music Association? Because
I'm not aware of one.
I'm not either. I mean, we should.
Yeah.
I mean, we've given a few things to rock and roll. Bobby V.
Plenty.
Johnny Lang.
Plenty of South Dakotans over the years have jumped up and down and tapped their toe and sang along with some rock and roll heard on 550 K-Fire over the years. So
quite hey, we got some cheers standing up there, which is very cool. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you were down there in good old Sioux Falls over the weekend, huh?
Yep. Where it was 37 in Bismarck and 73 in Sioux Falls. So I think I went the right direction for weekend weather to enjoy.
Got yourself a good deal there. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
How about you?
Just not a heck of a lot. You know, one of those kind of catch-up weekends. So, you know, there was obviously the state convention 2 weekends ago and NCAA Frozen Four last weekend. So this past weekend, just kind of normal, you know, which is nice.
Round the house. Well, you need one of those weekends.
Exactly. clean the garage.
Next weekend.
You know. Our daughter,
I don't know if I'll ever get that done, but, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Our daughter had crammed a convertible into it. We're good.
Our daughter had a volleyball tournament yesterday down in Morris, Minnesota.
Ah, there you go.
But I stayed home and, you know, took care of some chores. You know me, Mr. Mom. It takes me like 3 hours, what would take my wife a half hour to do, but I managed to get a few things done. Wasn't bad. I just read moments ago, before the show started, a Q&A with Doug Burgum, the Republican candidate for governor in North Dakota. And I want to talk a little bit about this, but I do want to tell you that this governor's race is on my mind. It really is probably the primary thing on my mind for a couple of reasons. One, you know, it's not very often you have a Republican primary race for governor. You have, you know, good people in this race. I've said this before. You know, you've got Wayne Stengem, who's the attorney general, who's, I mean, longtime public servant. My gosh, this guy going back to, you know, many, many years ago as a youngster entering a legislative service during his Grand Forks days, and then ultimately, you know, attorney general, been on the ballot a lot, wins in that, and now running for governor. And you have Doug Burgum, who is an iconic business leader. There's just no, you know, the only time you heard anybody say anything bad about Doug Burgum is when he's a candidate opposing somebody they like, right? I mean, when he enters the political fray. Otherwise, you know, you just see somebody who has this stellar career, who's just done some incredible things in the business, rose to be out of 90,000 employees in Microsoft, like one of 12 top executives. Microsoft, you know, so. And right off the farm in Arthur. So, you know, these are good folks. These are good people. And this is fascinating to me. And we are, you know, now till June in a race to decide who's going to be the Republican nominee. And I would argue probably who will be the governor of North Dakota. Right? Really, the race for governor is June 14th in North Dakota. Okay? Now, with no disrespect meant to Marvin Nelson, the Democratic candidate, I'm just reading the political tea leaves as they exist and tell you that's a fair statement. Obviously, the voters in June and the voters in November get to say everything there is to say about this. But I saw a column in a couple of forum newspapers today by our friend Rob Port of the Say Anything blog. And in it, he is being critical of the Stengem campaign, saying, are you planning on campaigning soon? I mean, is this going to start? Like, when the heck are you doing this, you know? And pointing out a couple of things, and I've heard others say that as well. Somebody last week who's well-placed in Republican Party circles said, is Doug Burgum running for governor? What's the deal? I'm sorry, is Rick Berg running for governor? Meaning Rick Berg, the candidate who, was not successful in the House race. Putting that on Wayne Stengem's back. And I admitted, I said, wow, I hadn't heard that one before, but I hear what you're saying there a little bit. And then, of course, now there's a back and forth going on this Obamacare. You have Wayne Stengem being criticized by the Burgum campaign for signing on or not signing on to a piece of legislation against Obamacare. And you really got to get into the weeds. You know, the Burgum camp probably has a point in what they're saying. Well, why was he the only Republican attorney general, you know, that wasn't against Obamacare in this instance? Now, on the other hand, Stengem campaign go, well, look at all the places we were taking on Obamacare and all kinds of other federal overreach. You know, that's just what happens in campaigns. You know, and I don't much like it. It just is how they are. That's how they go. It's sort of the tit-for-tat, back-and-forth kind of stuff. And I guess these political consultants know what they're doing, but I'd like to fire them all, to tell you the truth. I really would. Anyway, back to the Q&A I read in the Grand Forks Herald with Doug Burgum. And there are a million things here that I could go to, but it's not a soundbite. It's not a 60-second ad. It's not something you can easily put forward. But if you read this Q&A, you really get some substance on, okay, here's what my vision is for the state of North Dakota. Here's what I'd love. I'd love for campaigns to be about a Q&A like this. The exact questions asked of all the candidates in the race and substance from each of them guiding us on which way, you know, we're leaning. Give me some, you know, meat and potatoes here for a campaign, not that flashy campaign ads that, you know, are trying to be too cute by half. I don't want all that. Again, they must work because they keep doing them. Okay. And these people get paid zillions and zillions of dollars. I don't like them. I want to look the candidate in the whites of the eyes, ask some questions, and listen, really listen for the answers. And when I hear something that clicks, lock in on it. Say, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, one kind of crazy example in this discussion, he talked about his daughter going to Davies High School. And walking through the door along with every other kid with a smartphone And he said, well, that smartphone's a supercomputer. It's way more powerful than any computer I ever had when we were trying to start and build Great Plains software. But the students are told when you walk in the door, turn that thing off, lock it in your locker. If we see it, we're taken away. Meanwhile, I'm getting calls from other schools, including the one I graduated from out in Arthur. They say, we're doing a fundraiser. We'd like you to donate a bunch of money to help us get technology in the schools. And he says, I'm thinking this is an interesting collision of two ideas happening at the same time. Think about this. If we had put a bill or something in the legislature 10 years ago that said we're going to build, buy every kid a super powerful mobile computer, would that have passed? Well, now the kids are bringing that platform with them. It's there. And the teachers have it too. Are we going to pretend the platform's not there? Or are we going to be the state that actually figures out how to deal with it? The world's changing rapidly and our institutions aren't. That exchange makes me think. Does it make you think about how we can do things differently? And should that be the focus of a campaign? Talk about
it. You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color, options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department too in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department too. Call Sonia for your service. 701-444-2341.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You happy? How could it not? This is kind of a happy song.
Makes me think of the George Lopez show.
Yeah, it makes me look at like a 63 Chevy bouncing up and down, and then Scott would launch into a Heat Alls thing or something.
Ah, there you go. There you go. By the way, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. The only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty is that Apache sprayer. And they have some Sharp 2016s in right now. They have some 2015s still that they'll wheel and deal on. They have some used models as well. Fuel efficiency is another thing we hear about from growers that they love about their Apache sprayers, because no other sprayer provides the fuel efficiency as the Apache sprayer. The lightest footprint in the industry is another, less compaction on the ground. Has that mechanical drive system that results in a more rugged machine. And, of course, the Apache is then easier to maintain, too. Models from 750 to 1,200 gallons, booms to 132 feet. Apache sprayers. Right now at High Plains Apache, plus the ET Egg Center with 50,000 parts. If you need it, they have it. Simple as that. High Plains Apache, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. See them today. Mandan, right across from Bonanza. Also, south of Fargo, exit 60 in Frontier. All right, back on the program and welcoming your calls at 800-228-0550. Can I give you another example? This would be a little more bizarre. And what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to make, probably inartfully as usual, here on the program, is... Okay, is it too much to ask for us as voters to have the media and the campaigns focus on the big picture? Can we move beyond sound bites and snippets and cutesy little attacks and just get to some real substance that we can wrap our arms around?
Never going to happen.
I love the idea of Q&As where we can ask both candidates the questions. By the way, there are three candidates in the Republican primary race, but little-known Paul Storm would be the third one. So when I say candidates, obviously there's three candidates there on the ballot that you're going to pick from. So you need to know that. I'm focusing on the two that are, one, Wayne Stengel, the Republican-endorsed candidate, and Doug Burgum, the challenger. Because most of the juice in this campaign is coming from those two, and will continue to. But the Q&A part, the meat and potatoes, I keep calling it, is what I want to focus on. All right, here's the problem. What would you do about it? I'm going to post this Q&A because it's really good. It's really, really good, even in talking about the budget and the legislature and what they do. But I took the smartphone example as one that stuck up with me to say, he's right. Why wouldn't we do that? And again, I think this highlights when you're one of 12 executive officers out of 90,000 people in Microsoft, okay, you're in the top 12 people out of 90,000 in management. You're smart. You can do some really incredible things. We should blow that off. And this is to the Stengel folks. I mean, the Stengel, rich Fargo guy. Wait a minute. Nor should anybody say, well, big deal, Wayne Stengel. What's he done? Attorney General. I mean, don't do that. Don't be that kind of campaign. And we shouldn't be that kind of voter. We should get under the hood of these candidates and say, what are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that? This is kind of what's, consuming me right now from a standpoint of following this election. That, and it's look at the calendar. This will be here before you know it. Do you agree? I mean, are you engaged in this? Are you paying attention? Do you care? Does it matter? Let me ask you. You're the voter, okay? How do you want campaigns to campaign? What do you want from them? We get what we get over and over and over again because it works, so we're part of the reason for that. Do you want it done differently? Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Another part of this Q&A. This is again Doug Burgum. I have hope for a town like Ellendale. Now, how many candidates for any statewide office in North Dakota have ever said that. Not many. None that I recall. He says, we've only got 50 towns in North Dakota with more than 1,000 people. I think every one of those towns has a role in which they can flourish. And the difference between whether they do and whether they don't will likely be local leadership. It's always the determinant. In Ellendale, it'd be fun to check back in 8 to 10 years to see whether they've got their opera house restored, some pride on Main Street, some other elements. It'd be a fun test case. I think it's all possible. He goes on to say, now value-added ag. Let's talk about that. Again, just adding that. When I go to Hornbacher's and go shopping, I'm looking at blueberries grown in Chile, raspberries grown in Mexico, and I'm thinking, these had to be grown there and shipped up here. Well, we have all this natural gas, basically free energy. We're really like a free energy state. We should be writing business plans in North Dakota as though energy's free because we're flaring off natural gas. Iceland as a country has become almost food self-sufficient, even though it gets less sunlight than we do in North Dakota and is farther north. They're doing it because they've got the geothermal free energy, and they've got greenhouses all over the place. But we're stuck the rest of our lives buying food from South America and North Dakota because we can't grow it here? Because why? Thank you very much. I mean, I wouldn't on a bet think of something like that. Not on a bet. And whether it's practical, whether we do it or not, I appreciate somebody that's pushing the envelope a little bit and thinking that way, saying, well, why? Why do we put the smartphones away when the kids go to school? Why do we have to import all this fruit from South America? I like it. Lee and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to talk a little bit about that governor's race, if I could, please.
Please all do. Right? Sure.
Basically, let's look back a little bit in the last 3-4 weeks. You know, here we had, like I told you before, I mean, I've called in before about I'm a conservative Republican. I readily admit it. But here's the problem. We got some bad press. We turn around, we have 20-some delegates that are now supposedly for Cruz. But yet, all the surveys, all the polls show, including our own Kevin Cramer, show that they support Trump. And Kevin Cramer is coming out, which I actually support Trump. All right? Now, so here we're talking about Trump and the good old boys and the Republican control and the National Committee and all of that stuff. I really believe that Stenzum is in very deep trouble. He doesn't know it, but right now you go out in Western North Dakota when he put that, when the mayor walked the city, which is really well recognized out there, and you start adding up the demographics, the attitudes of the general voters in North Dakota, and you're finding out that anybody coming from the good old boys system is...
Hang on, Lee. Lee, hold that thought. Would you? Hold that thought. Right. More after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. I started with what's on my mind, and that was the governor's race. And wishing for campaigns to honor us voters, honor the intelligence of us voters for kind of a highbrow campaign, and wondering if you agree or disagree. But anything on your mind is welcome today. You've no doubt heard the ads we've done here for MyPillow. We're hoping you bought one already. And if you have and you've reaped the benefits of a great night's rest with your MyPillow, now is the time to share. These are wonderful gifts for birthdays. Mother's Day is coming up. Graduations are coming up. A great gift for grandma and grandpa. A shower for a new mom. Do the kids have one? Insomnia touches all ages and can negatively affect the health of all of us. So give the gift of sleep. MyPillow. Buy 4-for-1 right now. It's an incredible deal that only our listeners have a chance at. The classic four-pack combo, only $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Finishing our conversation with Lee and Bismarck here. So, Lee, before the break, you were talking about you were concerned about the delegate situation in North Dakota, and you've pivoted now to the governor's race and a belief that, what did I hear you say, Doug Burgum shouldn't be dismissed? I heard you talk about the...
I think basically you've got to look back a little bit. Kevin Cramer was rejected by supposedly the good old boy system. He took and went to the primary, and he won. And so why would anybody not assume that Kevin Cramer, which, by the way, I support, is would not take the side of Trump? Trump now is against the good old boys system, and he's ahead. So here Bergman is. And right now the perception is, unfortunately, that Stengem and Pullman are the good old boys from Bismarck. And when you consider that that Curly Haugland, the head of the Democrat, the head of the Republican, is also from Bismarck, without them knowing about it, out in the North Dakota area where I get around to, people are saying that's the good old boy system. And so I think that to downplay our Bergman, to downplay him is foolish. That guy has got a lot of similar things like Trump does. You know, he's rich. He's got that way. He's ran good organizations. He's referencing independent sources on his ads. But a lot of the guys I know are in Western North Dakota. And Western North Dakota got an influx of over 100 and some thousand throughout the state in population. Those weren't all just owners that moved into Western North Dakota. Those were blue-collar workers, truck drivers, electricians, plumbers. Who's the one supporting, basically, Trump? It's the blue-collar guy, the disenfranchised guy. And I think that anybody that takes this governorship lightly, like it's an automatic, is not recognizing that the whole change of North Dakota has changed, obviously. And we have a lot of new faces in Western North Dakota and Eastern along. And I think this is going to be extremely close election. And I absolutely look, just unfortunately, when Heidi Heitkamp tripped up by 3,000 votes, somebody that had 70% Republican and you lose, come on. I mean, that defied all logic.
Lee, appreciate the comments and sharing your thoughts with us today on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. I will just piggyback on one thing I think you said. I think the analogy, the comparison that the, you know, the national Trump versus the quote-unquote establishment candidates is similar to what's happening in the governor's race. I think it's fair. I think obviously, you know, Wayne Stengem can't have been in Bismarck as long as he has and not been part of the quote-unquote establishment. And Kevin Cramer never really was part of that establishment, right? I mean, he was elected on a statewide ballot, but certainly the prime example, his decision to opt out of the convention process, go right to the primary, was a prime example of that. And you know, Doug Burgum is following that playbook, if you will, with the exception of he did go to the convention with the expectation that he would lose there and wanted to give it to the voters in June. But I think that's fair. It's also why I think it's surprising, and some people were quite flabbergasted that Wayne Stengem selected Nicole Pullman, not because, you know, she's not a good senator from Bismarck, just that it looks like an all Bismarck ticket. Well, it is an all Bismarck ticket, right? And so it looks a little like it's sort of like, you know, if you think of Bismarck as Washington D.C., you know, where the levers of government are in state government, you have two candidates from there. Then contrast that with a Fargo a gubernatorial candidate and a Watford City lieutenant governor candidate, you've got quite a contrast there. So I think that's a little bit of what you're talking about, and they're more easily able to say we're not the establishment. Craig in Underwood, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
I just think it's amazing that you get the opportunity to vote for a guy like that.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I heard you say, I think it's amazing that we get the opportunity to what? That's where I lost you. Can you move your phone just a little bit?
I'm going to just pull over so I don't get any road noise.
I don't hear the road. I'm just having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, I'm just amazed that you get the chance to vote for a guy that, without any doubt, is a genius. Doug Burgum is, without any doubt, a genius. And built a business in what's called the knowledge industry, you know, built it in intelligence, and is a person that most of the people in his category and in his, the idea of getting down in the mud of politics does not appeal to them even one little bit. It has no appeal to them, but, you know, the 1%, if you will. And a guy who's historically been known as a decent person. This is not Donald Trump that's had, you know, multiple marriages and failed businesses and bankruptcy. None of that in this guy's past. This guy is North Dakota clean all the way. I just think that it's an amazing opportunity to put somebody in the governor's office that is going to be internationally famous, without any doubt about it. Internationally famous. People come to Fargo to train at his company. You go out at night to a restaurant, you can hear Croatian, you can hear Japanese, you can hear people from all over the world that are coming to Fargo for the knowledge, the information that this company produces. And to have a person like that in an economy that if North Dakota is going to survive after energy, and there's going to be an after energy, it's going to have to be knowledge-based. It has to be. You know, a product, knowledge is a product that can be shipped without expense anywhere in the world instantaneously. That's a product that can be shipped effectively from North Dakota.
Yeah, so very good points, Craig. I think there's no doubt about it. And again, the arguments that would come from the Stengem camp would be to say, well, okay, it's fine to have that skill set, but try and apply that to motivating legislators, right? Or, you know, getting things that are in state statute to change or anything else. And that would be their argument. We're better equipped to do this. They'll better listen to us. But
whether you believe in some of these things on a moral or religious basis or not, you have to look at them on a practical financial basis. And some of the things that Stengem and the crew have, the legislature passes things so Stengem can make these token efforts of defending them. the marriage law, abortion law, these things that constantly North Dakota legislature puts together, Trump sends them out to go to the national stage to defend them as far as they go. And, of course, they get backhanded, slammed to the, you know, the floor every single time. And so I would question that if Sinema and the legislature are going to continue to produce lawsuit fodder, federal lawsuit fodder, that have zero chance, right? Does anybody have any illusions about Roe v. Wade or gay marriage going away in 2016, 2020, that time period? If you have that illusion and you're willing to spend millions of dollars of state money in absolutely pointless legal defenses to build a resume for Wayne Sinema, are you kidding me? That's the kind of legislative experience he's going to bring? Let's pass more laws that have absolutely no chance of survival. Let's do more of that. That's a very productive use of time. Let's take away milk out of the mouths of school children.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's quite that bad. You know, if you look at the total dollars, it's a small pittance that have defended these things. But I would put more, if you don't like that, which obviously you don't, Craig, you got to put that on the voters in North Dakota, because I don't think legislators do that without strong support from the citizenry. And that's there. And that's probably, in my mind, the one weakness that Doug Burgum has. He's wanted to avoid labels. He's wanted to avoid this discussion, and North Dakotans want to know. They want to look you in the eye and just know. And they can even deal with you not necessarily agreeing with him, but not dancing. So I think to take his incredible business record, the track record on leadership, matched with again, at least a sense of respect for the voters and how closely they hold the importance of values issues, could be a formidable matchup, no question about it. But I appreciate your comments, Craig, and I think you're right. I think we need to, you know, look at this as, again, a good opportunity here. Don't lament this. If you're a diehard Sinema supporter, there's no reason you should dislike the fact Doug Burgum's in this race. If you're a diehard Doug Burgum supporter, there's a lot that that Doug can learn from Wayne's years of government. This is I like your zeal for the ability to vote for one of these candidates. I think that's cool. It's exactly why I had this on my mind today and brought it up today. I'm glad you called. Thanks a ton. Connie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling to respond to one of your callers last Friday. He called in and said he was voting for Mr. Burgum, his pronunciation, not mine, because Wayne Sinema's running mate, Nicole Pullman, was pro-choice. You did mention that she's pro-life, and she is pro-life. But and he made some comment also about Common Core. I've known Nicole Pullman since before she was Nicole Pullman. And to be quite honest, I don't know if she is Common Core or not. I do know that she's highly respected by her peers, and I know that the children that come out of her classes are very smart. They know their subject, and they respect her, and they like her. I mean, one of her students was Carson Wentz. You can't do much better than that.
No, that'd be a good campaign ad right there.
Right.
I think there was one vote, a vote, or you know, a couple of votes on the pro-choice, pro-life thing that called it into question, but I know she is identified as pro-life, so that's why I mentioned that. I think also on the Common Core thing, she had been a supporter of Common Core in the legislature. I don't know about her classroom, but in the legislature, but has since flipped on that and said, you know what, it's not working in this consortium, and so she's come to the side of the critics of Common Core on that particular issue. Connie, thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Up against the break, more of your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for 4 special. four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff, one of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petrol Serve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April machinery auctions feature numerous tractors, including a 2013 CAT MT-865C Challenger, a John Deere 9520 four-wheel drive, and the following combines, a 2014 Gleaner S88 Super Series, only 650 hours, a 2012 S680 Combine, only 638 hours, and numerous tractors, headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information, log on to Piper's.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Heard me talking about T-Mobile. Many of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Well, maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network. How could that be? Maybe you're stuck in a contract or a device agreement. Maybe you left Verizon and realize the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, right now you can come home to Verizon or T-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. I'm not kidding you. Up to $650 waiting for you when you switch at Verizon at T-Mobile. Just call or visit a T-Mobile location. Get all the details today. Activation, early termination, other fees apply. See store for complete details. And they're everywhere you are. At home, the lakes, beyond Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bodno in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Do I have it on good authority that Manny's birthday is today? The man who answers the phone when you call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline, can that be?
Yeah, that's right.
Manny, it's your birthday today.
Yeah.
Wow, happy birthday.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
What birthday would this be for you?
This is number 32.
Feeling really old right now.
Yeah.
Really old. There you go. A little birthday present from Todd, the radio god Mitchell, for our man Manny.
Yeah.
Manning the phones, getting the guests lined up. Good partner for our buddy Rebti. Rovate, as we call him, the Italian name. The producer of the program, all these folks keep it going for us. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you have a question or comment, you can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Texter says, funny how things remind me of this show. I was at Shields, and I had some free Cloverdale bacon from the Big Flavor trailer. I instantly thought of Toddy and Scotty. Thank you very much. Toddy and Scotty.
That is awesome.
We got to rename the show, I think. Yeah. How about that? I love it. Another texter liked one of the comments we pulled from the Q&A with Doug Burgum that we were talking about smartphones in school. Said, I think he's onto something. Just like airplane mode, the phone could have school mode to turn off all the things that are not needed and still have access to all the great features for education. It's one of those things you think about. Let me give you another one. And the reason we're bringing this up is because we'd love to have these kind of discussions in the governor's race now through, you know, forget the back and forth, you know, Obamacare ads, and go with this stuff. Talk about the big picture. He is asked a question about North Dakota's weak governor system where people whom the governor appoint in other states, the attorney general and superintendent of public instruction, for example, are elected officials here. How does a governor bring about change in that kind of a system, is the question. He says, it is what it is, but for me, it's all about understanding the leadership and influence model. When I was at Great Plains, I was always a minority shareholder. When you're an executive at Microsoft and you're working with Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer, but even those guys at that point, the company was so big they had a lot of influence, but they were minority shareholders too. At Microsoft, when I got there, 2,000 people came in from Great Plains. That took Microsoft from 38,000 to 40,000. I was there for the next 6.5 years, and the company went from 40,000 to 90,000. I was an executive officer during that time, and we took net income from $9 billion to $18 billion. I was one of 12 executive officers out of 90,000 people. But in that size, it's not a command and control setup like the military. It's an influence model, which is what you're asking about. You've got shareholders. You've got customers. You've got partners. You've got vendors. You've got your team. And all of those groups need to be involved. You have to figure out, how does that influence model work? I've never worked in a command and control model, and I certainly get that the governor's job is not command and control. The legislature, in many ways, has got more power than the governor's office. Certainly a lot of power in how the budget ends up. Again, everything I've ever done has been teamwork and collaboration. That's not a thing I've done. There's not a thing I've done that has been through command and control. So, what's your translation of that? Translation is you set a vision, an idea, and you influence. You set about an influence model where you say, here's what I'd like to do. Let's go. Follow me. No different than being one of 12 leaders for 90,000 people. You're really going to get something done to take a company from $9 billion to $18 billion. You influence them. You motivate them. You don't say, here's how we're going to do it. Here's your orders. Go. Wouldn't work that way. Pretty interesting. And I'm going to post that Q&A. As I say, a few things that I've highlighted out of here that struck with me. Again, I'm fascinated by this campaign. We're going to watch it very closely now till June. We're going to invite your input. Questions you have, things you want out of us so you can make a decision. It's going to be fascinating. Wayne Stensham, Nicole Pullman, Doug Burgum, and Brent Sanford asking for your vote between now and June in this momentous race. As much of North Dakota talking. Ron Ness and Lynn Helms when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.